The 2018 Rim of the Pacific Naval exercises are in full swing around the waters of Hawaii and California. The biennial war games bring together armed forces from around the globe to practice naval combat, search and rescue, and disaster response. This week, several members of the 25-nation coalition participated in a naval gunnery exercise off the coast of Oahu. The Conversation's Ryan Finnerty joined the crew of the USS Lake Erie as they went through live fire training.
As part of RIMPAC, the crews of submarines, aircraft carriers, and guided missile destroyers have come to Hawaii to sharpen their skills and practice working together. The USS Lake Erie is a Ticonderoga-class guided missile cruiser based in San Diego. It's a workhorse of the fleet, capable of filling multiple roles, including anti-submarine, anti-aircraft, and surface combat. Our ride out to the Erie is one of the ship's two Seahawk helicopters. The landing site is a 40 by 30 foot flight deck that feels just barely large enough to fit our helicopter. Landing on it is like parallel parking your car in a tight space if the road was moving underneath you. We're met on the ship's bridge by Captain Christine O'Connell. She's from Houston, Texas, and is the commanding officer of the Lake Erie and the 386 men and women who make up its crew. Today, her job is to get the Lake Erie lined up in a column of ships and engage a floating target. She explains how exactly you get a half dozen ships into formation out in the middle of the ocean.
We pass tactical signals, and it's a series of basically code that all of these ships that are operating with us have. So we pass these series of codes, and you'll hear us give some of them. And it basically tells the ships, go into a column, or go into, you know, a line abreast, or go into a diamond formation. And it's just through these code signals. And everybody's using the same sheet of music, so you know if one set of code signals is put out over the net, then everybody knows, okay, I know where my position is, so they go in that direction. It's kind of like a dance of the elephants, where everybody's trying to get into position without running each other over, do it safely. Sometimes it's a little slow, but we get there, and like I said, keep it safe.
And what are we simulating a particular type of threat or a type of engagement?
So we're simulating another boat or ship coming at the force, a lot like a transit between two islands or in a strait type of transit where you have a bunch of ships in a line and you have another surface vessel that's threatening the force. And so this simulates that engagement. And it's practice for our gun crews to actually shoot at a target.
Ships from France, Peru, the Philippines, and the U.S. are participating in today's exercise. It's part of a concept called the Thousand Ship Navy that was developed to combat piracy around the Horn of Africa and the Strait of Malacca. But getting those thousand ships working together is no easy feat. Many of the participating nations don't speak English as a primary language, and that's what today is all about. Ensign Michael Todorich from New Orleans, Louisiana, is on the bridge. He's overseeing the firing of the Lake Erie's various weapon systems during the exercise.
So we're going to be conducting an exercise, gunnery exercise, with five other ships. We're going to be in a Form 1, which is pretty much just all the ships lined up in a line, straight line, about 1,000-yard separation. And we're going to be dropping a killer tomato, which is basically just a big red inflatable square. And we're going to loop back around, get about 5,000 yards away from the killer tomato, and each ship is going to have a chance to fire off a few high-caliber rounds at the killer tomato.
While Captain O'Connell and her officers on the bridge are talking with their counterparts on other ships, I head below decks to meet some of the sailors who will be on the business end of today's live fire training.
I'm GM2 Garcia from El Paso, Texas. Shout out to the 915. And I'm a 5-inch tech on board here, USS Lake Erie.
So in layman's terms, what is your job on the ship?
I shoot the biggest gun on the ship.
And what are you going to be doing today during this exercise?
We're going to be shooting three rounds. So as a 5-inch technician, we're not really the ones that pull the trigger on it. People up in combat that have the radars and that have eyes on the surface are the ones that actually pull the trigger on it. So what we do is we basically give them remote control of the mount, and we monitor, make sure that everything goes according to the cycle of operations and nothing fails. And if something were to fail, we're here to correct it on the spot.
As I'm speaking with Garcia, a 5-minute warning is called over the loudspeaker. All attention immediately snaps to monitors showing the status of machinery controlling the Lake Erie's largest gun, which begins warming up. Back on the bridge, the ship's command team has assembled to observe the firing. A half mile ahead of the Lake Erie, the Peruvian Navy ship Ferret is already engaging the killer tomato. The bright orange buoy is roughly 3 miles out from our column. That's beyond the maximum effective range of the Erie's guns, but it isn't stopping any of the crew. Were this a real threat, they would want to keep it as far away as possible. Once we're in position, Gunner's Mate Garcia's 5-inch cannon is the first to fire.
Onside, 135, 95. Onside, 135.
Next up is the Phalanx Close-In Weapon System, called SeaWiz by the sailors. This is the Erie's main defensive weapon against incoming missiles and aircraft. The radar-guided cannon has 6 rotating barrels that can fire 75 bullets per second. Sailors on the lower deck fire small arms to repel the type of small craft commonly used by pirates around the Horn of Africa. Then the SeaWiz warms up. And just like that, it's over. The entire engagement lasted less than 2 minutes. There was no screaming or scrambling, just 380 people working in unison. Commander Christopher Wolfe from Alexandria, Virginia, is the Lake Erie's second in command.
I think it went really well. All mounts fired when they were supposed to. We got all rounds out of the barrel, no casualties. Stayed on target, and that was pretty good.
And you're the number two on the ship. What are you looking for in an exercise like this, and then evaluating it as well?
So the number one thing I'm looking for is safety, that we're safely operating, that all the people on station are qualified, understand what they're there to do, and execute what we're asking them to do. Beyond that, we're looking for accuracy, obviously, and making sure that we're staying on target and able to go out there and execute the mission.
Long days are the norm aboard the USS Lake Erie. All crew members work a standard 11-hour day plus night watches. That makes sleep a luxury. Captain O'Connell is committed to ensuring that each crew member gets a minimum of 6 hours to sleep in every 24-hour period. That is a move being echoed around the fleet as the Navy reacts to collisions last year that killed 17 American sailors. Junior officers, who oversee much of the ship's day-to-day operations, are now assigned to the same ship for a longer period of time, 30 months up from 18. Night watch schedules have also been changed. The Lake Erie operates on a circadian rhythm schedule designed to minimize the disturbance of late-night hours. But the work never stops. Captain O'Connell has a reserved seat in the ship's mess hall, located right next to a phone. Over the course of a 30-minute meal, she takes at least 4 calls. One of those is to inform her that our ride home is ready on the flight deck. From the USS Lake Erie, I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
And RIMPAC 2018 runs until August 2nd. We'll continue to bring you stories from the field. You can hear all our coverage of the war games by going to hawaiipublicradio.org.